Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Notice, notice, this midweek mini was recorded several months ago and may not be up to date with current events. For fresh minisode uploads with every episode, head to patreon.com/chilluminatipod.
Look at this hair.
Hello, everybody.
Look at this fucking hair.
Welcome back.
Look at my fucking hair.
Oh, I guess we've started.
We're going.
Okay. Welcome back.
Look at my goddamn hair.
Hi.
You can't see it unless you're on Patreon.
You can't even, you don't even know. It was bad. It looks bad now. It was bad.
Hit me. Boys, what do you got? This is a post-Crowley minisode. What do you have for me?
I have something from Reddit.
Okay.
Which I love. Reddit?
Okay. I've heard that about you.
Reddit? That's the
you
fun.
Love the
that's,
Reddit.
There's some bad shit on Reddit, but I don't get as nearly as bad of a headache on Reddit as I do on other websites.
Yeah.
And that's not a brand deal. That's just my life. So this is a post on Our Paranormal from like 4 or 5 hours ago.
Oh, wow.
Today is September 17th from user Long Exposure, et cetera, et cetera. You'll see it if you see it. It's called Strange Spirit Spotted in Aroostook Hall at UMaine. And the text of the post goes, I was taking some photos around Aroostook Hall. I'm not even going to look up how to pronounce it because that's a hilarious word. Aroostook, it's A-R-O-O-S-T-O-O-K. Aroostook Hall in UMaine with my Mamiya C330 loaded with Kentmere 200 film. I just finished developing the photos and scanning the photos today and I saw this. It sure as hell wasn't there when I took the photos. Does anybody know if there's a history of death or destruction at this dorm hall? And I have the picture here for you. I'm going to say this is going to be a divisive one. We'll see. We'll see. Here's the pic. Jack Shid, a paranormal researcher, says, wow, that's a whole lot of motion blur.
Yeah,
I had no idea what that is. He said, I have no idea what that is. If it were still, maybe we could tell, but this could be quite literally anything. However, Dr. Moreau says, take a trip to UMF where I went to school and take some pics in Nordica Auditorium. We would have band practice in there late some nights and would hear creepy shit. And then another person said, this was Double Task, said, Aroostook is an ancient building. I'm surprised. I looked it up. It's from the 80s. I'm surprised that no one has commented about Valentia Hudson yet. She was killed on the bathroom 20-ish years ago. There isn't much online, but you can feel her presence in the bathroom when you're in there. The Alpha Sigma Sigma fraternity talks about her death every year during their rush week in August. Her death has been a story for hazing prevention. And then somebody else wrote, holy shit, I stayed there in 2016 when I was a freshman. Have you heard of the Aroostook murder? And then somebody asked what happened, and then somebody else answered, a girl named Valentia was possibly murdered in 2002. She was found dead in the bathroom of the Aroostook, but she was supposedly seen alive about 45 minutes earlier in the Alpha Sigma Sigma frat house. The cause of death seemed to be from slipping and hitting her head against the sink, but she also had fresh bruises on her neck. She was found holding a sticky note with half of a phone number, The numbers are here, but I'm not, there's no real reason to read them out, but it was obscured because it seems to be a phone number, but the sticky note was partially bloodstained covering the final numbers. Some say it was an accident and some say it was a murder, but no definitive answer was ever given. So yeah, I don't know. What do you think of this picture?
It's blurry as fuck.
It is blurry.
It also isn't, I want to go look up the camera because it's very specifically, they say, I took it with this camera. This is like not a phone. It's not even a digital camera. It's not even a camera from the last 20 years.
Yeah.
This is an old ass Japanese camera from back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
So even the slightest movement on this bad boy would give you some wild looking images. Admittedly, I mean, it is like you could make out weird stuff in it.
It does look like there is something there.
Yeah, it looks like
but it also could just be shadows from the fact that this is a shaky ass camera.
Right.
Like everything is blurred.
Yeah.
The if anything, the smart thing to do would be to like you see the light on the left side?
Yeah.
Now there's another light below that light.
Yeah.
If you could shift the image so the lights line up.
Because you think one might be like the after image of the other?
Yeah. And like shift it, then you might get a better idea of what you're looking at.
They said this is in a hallway?
Yeah, it's at Aristic Hall at UMaine. It's like a college. It's like a building on a campus where people live.
But you can see like
a dorm. It has other stuff in it, too.
The dispenser in the background. Super clear. Like the thing in the bottom right-ish looks like an AC vent almost.
It looks like a
from a room in a hotel. You know,
like in the on the back wall.
The thing that's like to the bottom right of this figure, it's like up against, I guess, the back wall.
To me, it looks like a okay. In the back of the hall, like under the phone, it looks like there's like a vent. But to the right, on the right hand side, I'm looking at like a desk with like maybe like a something on it.
It's on top of the desk where like, if you click zoom in, you can see like it almost looks like a vent almost.
No, that's not a phone. That's a sanitizer dispenser.
Oh yeah, no, you're right.
A map.
Yeah, that stuff I see. But between that, the figure is then there, and then there's like another object on the right. To me, it looks like something sitting on a desk. But that
it looks
maybe,
like a toaster.
Maybe that's what it is.
And there's some light bulbs that are like raw or like old style in the room. It seems like that you can see like jiggling around. They're like little innards.
Yeah.
On the walls. I'm not sure, but yeah, I feel like this photo could be processed. But I like that they posted a scary photo and there was like one or two stories about it.
Yeah, it's weird. That's freaking weird.
That feels like kind of at least a little bit titillatingly coincidental to me,
I'm
right?
I'm titillated.
Yeah, I like that. I like that you're titillated. If we remember, we'll chuck this link in the description somehow.
Yes. You got anything else with the ghost?
No, that's the ghost. Okay. That's the ghost.
What do you got?
Two sciencey things for you that we learned about over the last couple days that are fascinating.
Ooh, fun.
Both have to do with humanity, which I love. One is a lot of science-based websites recently have been doing a did human life originate on Earth kind of thing. Mm, and essentially what they're getting at is based on the knowledge we've established with going to meteors and exploring asteroids and stuff in the solar system, that there's a lot of weird bacterias and things on it. And essentially, they believe that it's quite possible that not like aliens came and seeded us, but that a meteor hit Earth long, long ago, and it had all the building blocks for life, and that is why life exists on this planet.
I didn't like how you said seeded us.
That's what it is. That's what they
didn't
said.
Faze me at all.
And there's a lot of things. Like there's one in this article from the BBC, which is really great, where they're like, even the flu is believed to have originated from beyond Earth.
That's crazy.
Which is super interesting. And what they're saying essentially is that like it could be from another part of the galaxy, could be from another part of the universe. It could literally just be from Mars, because as we know, Mars has a history of all sorts of stuff, or it could be whatever that thing that became our moon was. There's a lot of potential weird things that have happened, and they're like, it's very strange, we don't quite understand it, but we're going to study it. And yeah, if anything, finding life or signs of life on Mars, if we can connect the dots, we can kind of figure out, like, okay, what's similar between here and Mars when it comes to these weird bacteria and organisms? So
do you think that if you, like, travel at distance in space, it's, like, a little grimier than you think?
I mean, yeah.
Like, you think if we, like, actually flew a spaceship for, like, to Mars, that it would be, like, covered in, like, life?
I don't know if the outside would, but maybe there's, you know, I think life has to cling to something. I don't think life just exists in space. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think there's weird bacteria floating around in the emptiness of space.
We know the tardigrade can, like, survive in the vacuum of space, right?
Yeah.
I just don't know that they're out there chilling. You know what I mean? Because they have nothing to munch on.
Yeah. It's interesting to me that, like, it's from stuff. It's not, like, from the moon necessarily, right? It's, like, from somewhere, right?
Right. They just don't know.
It's like a xenomorph.
But the more they find, the more they're like, wow, so there is things on meteorites and asteroids that do, like, at some point, it is bacteria, and you know, it could create life on the planet. And a lot of them are researching that. Anyway, another one that I thought was interesting, and this is actually a really short one because
that's such a game changer, actually.
Yeah, this one is about us as well, and I didn't know this information, and this was a Popular Mechanics article, and it just made me laugh because I was like, huh, we've talked about on the show the idea of precognition, the idea of understanding, like, what's going to happen in the future. But this is very specifically about gut feelings. That feeling you have right before something bad or good happened. Like,
like intuition.
Yeah, intuition. Yeah. And so they were talking about how back in the 90s, Dean Radin, PhD, was researching at the University of Nevada this sort of consciousness transcending time thing. And so he hooked up EEG meters to subjects, gave them various prompts, good, bad, all sorts of different things, photos, negative pictures and whatever. And he scanned the brain during the segment between the prompt of, like, we're going to show you something, and then the actual image. We're going to show you something good or whatever, like, you know, various prompts, and then when they see the image, and that, like, real quick second.
I see.
And result wise, when a subject predicted a positive image, they reacted very little. When they showed a spike in brain activity, it was when they saw something negative. These findings were statistically significant to a point where others replicated the study, and nearly three dozen times it was successful.
So wait. So just to be clear, they're like, we're about to show you something, and then they show it to you?
So they're like, you know, we're going to show you, I don't know, like a car.
Yeah.
And then it might be a car crash or it might be a brand new car.
I see. Yeah, so it's predicting that it's going to be negative.
Yeah, it's the gut feeling of the next photo is going to be good or bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's interesting because there's other, not to cut you off, but there's other studies about people who are, like, you know, numbers and predicting numbers that you can't see on a card are also somewhere in the 60 percentile successful, statistically significant enough where they've replicated it and also been able to, like, prove.
Yeah, it was replicated so many times that the CIA declassified all of its presentiment research, which is basically, you know, the gut feeling research, in 1995. And they confirmed that even then it was statistically reliable. And so basically, this is them saying that even today they do tests and gut feeling is a thing. And it's understand it. We don't know why it works, but the idea of trusting your gut is in fact a thing you should do because it works for some reason.
I bet it's like Wolverine shit.
I'm going to the realm of, like, weirdness in, like, science or quantum science, but, like, we obviously make an assumption when I say this. If consciousness is fundamental in a scientific way, in a way where it's like quantum information on a base level, and time isn't really a thing, it's merely a way we experience it. It's not really linear. All things are in a block universe. If all things exist at once, would precognition, gut feeling, be your consciousness, like, skipping ahead a little bit and seeing what's to come and, you know, like sending it back, not actually like changing a timeline, but if everything exists all at once, always already, being able to move your consciousness forward in some way to know if something's coming is going to be bad or good. Like scientifically, I wonder how it would have to work. Like, what are the mechanics behind it? And I wonder, because I don't want to take into the world of the woo and be like, it's like the ghost of your future self. But if like all things exist already, time isn't really linear that we understand it. It has all already happened. All branches of all things have already happened. Maybe that's what like remote viewing is. Maybe
you gotta finish. You gotta finish the Invisibles.
I know. I do.
You gotta finish the Invisibles.
In like a cool world, yes, absolutely. That would be the best version of this. But I also wonder if it's something like, because again, statistically, so it isn't like 80% of people.
Yeah.
You know, it's statistically. It's
like 60,
right? Yeah. So I wonder if maybe it's akin to if someone says, I'm going to show you a car. If you have bad experiences or you're negative, like there's so many things, or maybe there's something the way they said it.
I think it's Wolverine shit like that. Yeah. Like the smell, the change in your voice, something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like we survive with that gut, like caveman version us survived with that gut instinct.
Yeah.
Like, that's how we kept a saber tooth, or now that we know that eagles hunted men, which is crazy. Like, that's all those things of like looking up behind you or being worried about what's behind you is a thing that's in us. And I wonder if there's like micro triggers we just don't recognize that set us off. Like,
I wouldn't be surprised if there was like some mechanism of our brain that we don't know about exactly that has to do with that. And like, you know, going into a trance or like
meditation,
automatically doing things like, you know, without thinking about like flow state or like Kung, like Bruce Lee, like
gnosis.
Yeah, exactly.
The amount of times I've gotten in a car and had to be like, no, I'm not going there today.
The muscle memory just takes over.
Yeah. Somehow you're just in it.
I feel like that's part of,
That was after this whole purpose of existence is like searching for that moment of like empty oneness.
Remember there was something about Soviet like research, the KGB, submarines where they were like, they didn't have like good comms yet. It was like too long ago. And so they wanted to have some sort of like untraceable signal to signal the submarines to surface to receive communiques. And so they did something with like mother rabbits and their babies where they would like kill the babies on the land or something.
Yeah. Or I do remember reading this. It's weird though, because like it's even in humans, this is like the sudden infant death or like, you know, your baby wakes up, the mom immediately is like awake. Yeah. Like there's some synchronization between mother and the child.
Yeah. They kill the baby on the land and the mama rabbit goes crazy under the water in the submarine. And that tells them to surface.
It's also like when you go to bed and you know you have to be up at a certain time and you wake up right before.
Yep.
And you think to yourself, I could have used that extra 30 minutes, body, but like your body said, no, you're up now.
As long as I know what time I kind of do it.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know, man. Consciousness is fucking in a mystery I am forever like fascinated with.
But if we're from space,
that's cool.
For the
last little article, then, you boys must have seen this from last week, that NASA found evidence of potential microbial life on Mars.
Yes, like, and that's where this other article about.
Oh, there you go.
They're literally saying that, like, if that's there, the potential for us to have come from Mars is actually quite high now.
Yeah, that makes sense. It would make logical sense.
Because all the little
two planets in our solar system were capable of life.
Mm-hmm. And at one point in time, it's believed that Mars was like Earth.
Yeah.
And so they're like, if a disaster struck, it would explain Mars. It would also explain the moon. It would also explain the asteroid belt surrounding us that protects us from all the other stuff.
Picture this. All of a sudden, Mars needs moms.
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
And John Carter.
I smell a movie. Yeah.
Thank you so much for supporting us here at Patreon.com.
And Santa Claus.
And Santa Claus. All right. We'll be back next week with another one. We appreciate you. We love you. Bye.
Bye.